Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No. No, they don't, Miss Wiss. They're quite impressive. Bordering on spectacular. We have to be running along now.
What's your hurry, Sergeant? Wouldn't you like to have an early lunch?
Wow, this is the wrong song.
They sure do miss the cow sales. They wish Sharon Gless could be on TV every night, and they kill for a dreamsicle right now. Don and Mike.
That's your right on road, and happy Monday to you, everybody. This is Dick Cheese. 33 minutes past the big hour of 4 o'clock right now. Don't forget to start at Friday at 3. It's the Sticks and Stones weekend. We'll be giving away Sticks and Rolling Stones albums right now. 3 degrees, and if you're north of the border, this will be the minus 7 Celsius. When will I see you? Super duper. Good job.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Colonel. That's Major General.
Sorry.
Thank you. Address me by my proper rank and title.
NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen. Too busy to say goodbye.
All righty. It's time for Sonny Jurgensen and his weekly look at the NFL. Sonny Jurgensen brought to you by Miller Lite. When you've got the great taste of an ice cold Miller Lite, life is good.
Oh, dear.
Where is he?
Sonny? Gelman has come into the studio now.
Hello, Gelman.
Just awaiting Sonny's call. It'll be through in a moment. He should call any second now. He's normally quite punctual.
Isn't this odd? We're waiting for Sonny. Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
Yes, here he is now. Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen.
Pretty interesting game over the weekend, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny?
Sonny, speak up, please. Sonny?
Hello?
Sonny, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, yes, Sonny, what did you think of the game? Redskins in Tampa Bay yesterday.
Sucked?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to elaborate on that, Sonny?
Terrible.
What was terrible about it, Sonny?
Did you see that Helen Hunt movie on Sunday? I was watching that at the same time.
I don't know. What Helen Hunt movie was that, Sonny?
It was a true story movie from 1991 that she made.
Was Paul Reiser in it?
I don't think so.
It's not the one where she's a high school cheerleader, is it?
No, she was a teacher.
A teacher?
Having an affair with a high school student.
Ooh. What do you think of the Redskins' chances of making the playoffs now, Sonny?
Well, I think Tampa Bay done put the knife in their heart.
Tampa Bay done put the knife in their heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. All right. Anything else, Sonny?
No, I just wanted to say that if you like Helen Hunt, you definitely like that movie.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sonny.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Well, Mike, I've just been informed we have been duped. That was an elaborate hoax.
No. That was not the real Sonny Jurgensen?
Here he is now. Here is Sonny Jurgensen.
The real Sonny Jurgensen is here now.
Hello, Sonny.
Were you doing me again?
No, I was not doing an impression of you, Sonny. We had a listener who called and was performing an elaborate hoax on our show.
Oh.
He was talking about the lovely Helen Hunt. Well, listen, Sonny, in a nutshell, what do you think about the Redskins lost to Tampa yesterday, and do they have a chance of making the playoffs still?
Well, they can't control their own destiny now. What's taking place now by losing, and that was a must-win for them, is that they could be eliminated from the playoffs with a loss to Arizona now. And, you know, that is something that this team, I don't think they thought they would ever be in this position when they were 7-1, that everything was going well. But anytime you start thinking that, you know, when you finally beat a couple of teams like New England, Indianapolis, and you said, hey, now we've beaten somebody that's a good football team, mm-hmm. playoff team in New England, then you start thinking that you're going to be able to win games against lesser teams, a team that's only won 4 games.
You know, when a team has a performance like they had yesterday, what is it that causes them to look like they did? You know, it's tough to get in the guys' heads, but are they overwhelmed with the pressure, or they just didn't look like they were motivated yesterday?
Interesting point that you bring up, that they were overwhelmed. I think they were afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at halftime.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
And they looked like they were sleepwalking, didn't they?
You know,
you expect a great effort, a team that's wild, it's going crazy because of what's at stake, and they came out flat. And they never made a play. I was talking to North Turner earlier. Never made a play offensively or defensively or the special teams that really got the team excited. You know, make a big pass, pick up a fumble, run a kickback, do anything and get the team excited. Then you get turned around.
I thought for sure that they would be jacked up at halftime.
Oh, I did too.
They were down 16-3 at halftime. And I thought, you know, they're going to come back in the second half. And the guy from Tampa runs the ball back 60 yards on the kickoff.
Well, you got to give them credit. I tell you
deflating.
What, they came to play. Tampa Bay came to play. They deserve, you know. They played well. They didn't make mistakes. And in the last two games, you know, when this team was 7-1, they led the league in the fewest number of turnovers. They've had five in the last two games.
Listen, how embarrassing is this going to be if the Redskins don't make the playoffs or finish 8-8?
I think it'll be devastating for them. I think for everyone associated with the Redskins, for this team to turn around and go 7-1 and then turn around and go 1-7.
Yeah.
That's something that they just can't afford to happen.
Hope it doesn't happen. Hey, what did you think about the Carolina beating San Francisco yesterday?
I'll tell you, you have to give that organization lots of credit. Go out there and do it. You know, at home is one thing where they're undefeated, but to go in there and take it away from them, it shows you what a well-coached team they are. And there's a difference in a team that wants to win. They are so excited about it. Everybody's playing together as a team. That's what the Redskins have to do.
And I understand your wife celebrated her 39th birthday over the weekend?
41st, thank you.
41st.
41st, December 7th, well, DJ Day.
Happy birthday to Margo.
Margo, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Sonny.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen, too busy to say goodbye.
He said it was VJ Day, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm just double-checking.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Sonny Jurgensen.
Notice how nervous I get whenever we're dealing with anything with Sonny. You know, I want to make sure everything's on the up and up here.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. Does Sonny have a God complex? He is God. Sonny, well, here he's God. He's brought to you by the great taste of Miller Lite. When you have the great taste of an ice-cold Miller Lite, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, happy birthday wishes to Dick Van Patten.
Yes, a good friend of this program.
Something doing with the Vatican. We will make our first Santa hotline call of the year. We'll play Yo-Ho Mama. Right. And your phone calls in our next break, too. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Wherever you want to get married.
People get married in all kinds of wacky places.
Sure.
And Buzz, I think back to those wedding pictures of yours. Where did you get married?
Actually, surprisingly, in a church.
Well, it
actually, no, I know. See, you weren't expecting that.
The pictures look like you were married, like in the professor's grass hut from Gilligan's Island.
No, it was in a church, and then we had the reception in a park outdoors.
Yeah, that's the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, but he didn't tell you the church was made completely of reeds.
Buzz was married in a Taiwan basket, I think, weren't you, Buzz? Well, people get married crazy places all the time.
Sure,
more power to them.
Absolutely. You know, I was not married in a church.
You would think at this point, where were you married?
I was married in a courtyard of a hotel.
Oh, right, right.
Remember that?
Right.
That was in the open-air little courtyard down there.
Yeah.
Was it that long ago, Don?
you would think, I guess it was. You would think that the Catholic Church would be happy that someone wants to join their bass-ackwards religion. And I say that myself being a bass-ackwards ex-Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because first, you got the whole thing with the condoms, you know, which is kind of kooky.
Yes, the birth control issue. There are many, many Catholics, members of the Catholic Church, that are divided, in the church itself.
Then there's the whole issue, which you and I have both dealt with, that if you get divorced one time,
you're out of there.
You can't get married again in the Catholic Church.
Right. If you get divorced and you get remarried, you're out.
Yeah, that's it. It's like you're a one-time loser.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't let you back in.
Right. It's A-okay if you get divorced. If here's the thing that doesn't make any sense. You can go ahead and get divorced, but you can't remarry. So
right.
You can stay in
miserable.
The church.
Oh, God. Stay miserable, but you'll be in the church, but you can't get married. Anyway, they got so many things that are wrong. I finally had to say bag it, and I left, and I became an Episcopalian.
You know, I don't talk about this very often because it's really religion is very personal to me. My family, I come from, a devoutly Catholic family, and some of the things that over the years that relatives of mine, as far as falling in love and not getting married to people because you know they were divorced, and you know there's just a litany of this that goes on and on and on, and it's very sad when you look back at some of these stories, and it's very frustrating too.
Especially when we think of all those years I wasted in a CCD class.
Well, you and me both,
and having to sit through those I almost said it. I curbed myself. Those gosh darn masses that were all in Latin,
mm-hmm.
where you didn't know a thing that they were saying.
We date ourselves a little bit there, going back to the when we were little kids when they had the mass in Latin, and it was kind of scary.
You know, much like we went through all the bad stuff being a Catholic. We mm-hmm. went through the for God's sakes, I had to go to Catholic school for a while until the nuns called and said that my brother and I were not Catholic school material. That's a true story.
I didn't know that.
So anyway, listen to the latest thing they're doing now. So if some idiot wants to get married at Disney World, you would think the Catholic Church would say, listen, at least there's some more people who are embracing our church and the ideas that we have.
Sure, if there's a priest there, what the heck?
Well, they've decided now, the Catholic Church has decided that it's not right. Roman Catholic Church has banned its priests from performing marriages at Disney World. 1,700 idiots get married at Disney World every year, and I say more power to them.
Well, some might say the priests, they wanted to keep the priests away from the amusement park.
You can have a sunset ceremony in front of Cinderella's castle, complete with royal trumpeters, a horse-drawn coach, rings in a glass slipper, and Tinkerbell.
See, I don't think the Catholic Church ought to be involved. They ought to just make it illegal, period.
But the Catholic Church says that the Holy Sacrament of marriage belongs inside a church. So now they say you can't get married. This is just another... I just got to try to call again. Let me just...
Yep. The man.
Try the man.
Sure. The main man. Go right to the top. Why waste time?
JP2.
You also ate fish on Fridays for many years.
Would that mean that all those guys that like...
Yeah. All those Fridays, they could have been having hamburgers. Yeah.
Sure. Does that mean all those guys, like, in war situations that were, when they said mass? Hello?
Hello?
Pronto?
Hello, Pope, please? Hello?
Oh, that was rude.
Mm. What does pronto mean? Pronto means fast, right?
That's how they say hello in Italian.
Mm. Pronto?
Pronto.
I never knew that.
Pronto.
All right, calling the Vatican again.
Italian. Italy.
Pasta. As the pasta, the Pope.
Pasta. Oh, that he could know.
What is he, have caller ID or something?
Not in Italy.
Come on.
It couldn't be happening.
396.
That's a quick ring over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's modern technology.
That's no dime a minute. That's a clear line, baby. Every time.
Telefoni Vaticani. Vi preghiamo di attendere.
Telephone Vatican. Vatican telephone.
Vatican telephone.
Ah.
Pretty good, huh?
Hello? Yes, hello. May I speak to the Pope, please?
See, ciao, Gone.
Hello?
He said yes and then goodbye.
He said ciao.
Yeah.
Now, what if it was a real call for the Pope? Does the Pope get calls on the main line?
I wish there was a direct line, like right into the Pope's suite.
I bet there's a code word.
Where I, as you said before, and I agree with you, there's got to be the biggest screen TV in there.
Oh, he's watching the satellite. He's got direct TV. Mm-hmm.
Telefoni Vaticani.
Leave me alone!
Si?
Yes, this is St. Louis Cardinal. The Pope, please.
Si, ciao, Gordon.
Huh?
He said ciao something. Said ciao. He knows what's going on. Does that mean all those masses, like in war, with the priest saying mass out in the middle of like a trench, that those aren't official? You know, all those fighting men that were out there? I mean, what's going on?
Interesting question.
Don't bother me! I'm trying to watch Ultimate Fighting in here, in my Pope hat.
I couldn't get that.
Gas up the Pope mobile. Let's go to Jack in the Box. Yes, hello. Would you please? Hello, could you please stop hanging up on me? Hello.
Oh, man. No. Automatico. Hang up. Oh man, grande testicolo.
May have heard Cousin Luigi on Friday.
Again, isn't this a religion where you would like people calling up? I can't imagine that.
His caller ID says Donnie calling. Donnie calling, please hang up.
I'm using a different line this time.
Okay.
Pronto?
Yes, hello. Don't hang up. If you love God, don't hang up.
Oui.
Hello. My name is Don, and this is my friend Mike. We're doing a radio show.
Pronto.
Pronto.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
We have a Yubatsa in the Gaguzza.
That's all it took. That's all it took for him to hang up on us.
The magic word.
That means, are you crazy in the head?
I'm just, I don't blame you for getting mad at this. I'm getting a little mad the more I think about it. I mean, lots of religions teach that God is everywhere, right?
We got a guy who wants to yell at us. Hello?
Why aren't you wising up? I know that you didn't learn much in Catholic school. That, no wonder they kicked you out.
Why don't I wisen up?
Yeah, we have an angry...
For crying out loud. I mean, it is a sacrament, for Christ's sake. And
you've taken the Lord's name in vain. Hey, you've contradicted yourself.
Are you serious? You just said, for Christ's sake? Did you know you said that?
Look, I'm no saint, but I know what a sacrament is, okay?
What is a sacrament?
You should not be in a theme park. You're a fool.
Wait a minute. What about if you want to get married anywhere else outside of... Oh, we hung up.
Yeah.
And that's really great.
God,
that's
it,
for Christ's sake.
Learned his telephone manners at the Vatican.
540-338.
The Catholics seem to be very, very irate about this. They really do.
Call this number, enter 1.
This feature cannot be activated because the number is outside the serving area.
All right, I had the number. Let me try the Vatican again.
You know, the thing is, Catholics get very uptight about this. Catholics themselves are very divided on a lot of these issues.
Every time we do this, the crazy Catholics start calling us.
We're sorry.
Oh.
Your call did not go through.
And now the Pope puts his calls on hold, huh?
He's got, you know, you can't get through any longer. You know, there are a lot of very good Catholics that disagree with the policies, too. And then you have people that are letter of the law people.
It's 1996, everybody. If somebody wants to get married in front of Goofy and Dopey, who cares? And another thing,
a
Catholic birth control doesn't work.
Pronto.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, it's us again.
Speak English?
French.
French. Oui, hello, mon ami.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Je ne suis pas ton ami.
Bonsoir, mon ami.
Dominique,
And my name is Don, and this is my friend Mike.
Bonjour.
Not my name, Tom.
Bonjour. Yeah. We would like to speak to somebody about the policy that the Catholic... Hello.
He goes...
All right.
That's his style. That's his style. We're never going to change the Catholic Church.
Forget it. It's 4:57 on the East Coast, and it's 1:57 out West. And here is Buzz Burbank. Are these all angry Catholics now?
I wouldn't be surprised.
All the hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking to us now.
I am?
Yes.
Well, I am a Catholic, and I believe that guy who just called is a complete and total moron.
Yeah, and I you know, it just...
married is their decision.
It's the sacrament, is the event itself, the sacrament of marriage.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, I'm a Catholic who's a pro on this issue.
You're a pro? What do you mean? You're a professional or you're for it?
I agree with Don and Mike. My sister just got married at Disney World.
It was a Catholic marriage?
Yes, it was.
With a priest and everything?
It was not a Catholic priest, but there was a way to get around it.
You must be very proud. Did your sister get her her ring and a glass slipper?
No. It wasn't. You can
Were the royal trumpeters there?
No, they weren't. It was perfectly normal. They have a chapel there. You don't have to just go to a castle.
That's normal.
It was normal. They had a wedding chapel there.
Okay. Were Chip and Dale there?
You're real funny. No, I want to tell them that you can have a normal wedding there.
I should have done it the first go around if they let you have them in the Haunted Mansion.
I'm not kidding you. It was perfectly normal. It's right next to the Grand Floridian, which is the top hotel over there.
Oh, remember we were not allowed to stay there when we were there.
We were not.
Well, I can see why. Let me just tell them it was a normal ceremony.
Hey, listen, you dope. You're talking to us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Anyway, the point is, it was a normal ceremony.
Was it an animatronic priest?
Yeah. No, it was not. And there are ways to get around it.
Abraham Lincoln, welcome. You are now married.
Welcome to the Disney Chapel.
It was a classy ceremony. There was no trumpeter.
I'm sure, it was very classy. Costume. With that big Epcot ball in the background. Hey, listen, I'm defending your sister's right. Anybody?
No, I know. I'm saying I agree with you. That guy who said, oh, it's a sacrament, is just full of...
Anybody wants to get married, go ahead. Get married at Wild World if you want, for all I care.
It was a beautiful ceremony. It was very nice. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Adventure World.
Yeah, you got to get it right. Adventure World, Don.
Adventure World. All right. Thank you very much. Get married on a Tilt-A-Whirl. Knock your brains out.
We saw a marriage on a roller coaster one time. Remember that? Remember that camera?
We saw.
This is the funniest thing that ever happened.
We had a couple get married on a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Okay? It was one of our wacky morning zoo stunts.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out at the roller coaster.
Been imitated many times after that.
Yes, we're the originals, though.
Yeah, we did it first.
So, we got Channel 7 out there. And they got a guy who wants to get in the car with us and go up. What we're doing is we take the roller coaster to the very first hill, to the top of the first hill, where they're married. And then as soon as they say, I do.
They go down the big run.
Goes down the big hill. So, the thing inches up.
Before this, prior to this, he took like 40 minutes. He was delaying the broadcast.
He strapped himself in with duct tape. He taped the camera to the side of his body.
To make sure that he would get a steady shot. And he had this camera attached to his body so that the camera wouldn't move around.
So we get up to the top of the hill. They take their vows. And they say, now pronounce you man and wife. And the roller coaster starts.
This is the most violent, fast roller coaster you'll ever go on.
As we are going down the first hill, the roller coaster is going like this.
it's shaking wildly back and forth.
And Mike and I look, and we see this camera banging this guy on the side of the head. This camera, boom, 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 boom. And suddenly he can hold it no more.
Pieces are flying off. Giant pieces of the camera are flying off, ruining this $10,000 camera.
He lets it go, and the thing falls to the ground and crashes in all kinds of pieces. Ah, was a great moment.
Oh, it was very, very special. They didn't get the videotape.
Yeah, we never got to see that. I don't know if the video didn't survive or if they just didn't want us to see it. But that was a great moment.
Oh, very, very funny. And, you know, it was still illegal. And God's up there, right? He's everywhere. It was fine. Yeah. Get married wherever you want.
God's right there in that next room, and he's wearing a blue sweater.
He's Buzz's co-pilot.
And now here is God Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio.
Pope.
The Pope's radio.
Let's see what the Pope's got to say.
Hi, this is Pearl Calhoun, resident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
The campiest chaps on the dial, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And here's a channel check. You're listening to the show on Westwood One Entertainment. Thank you for listening in Portland, Maine on Hot Talk, WZAN. Grand Junction, Colorado, The Buzz, KBZS. And thank you for listening in Dallas on 94.9, KEWS. Here's a call from Dallas, I think. Are you from Dallas?
Hi, it's Lisa from Dallas.
Hello, Lisa.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. I just faxed y'all another article from the Dallas Morning News Radio column.
Oh, yesterday's? We already got that.
Yes. Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. We did a good 20 minutes on Brumley. Oh.
Brumley. We enjoyed the article. Don read it in its entirety, and we're very happy with the publicity in Dallas.
Well, good.
Now, don't you agree that if you read that in yesterday's Dallas Morning News, that ends up being like an ad for the show?
It does. I was thinking that as I was reading it. I thought, man, I wonder how many people are going to tune in tomorrow just to listen.
He did a pretty good job of putting our message to print, especially with his descriptions and the way that he used capital letters.
Yeah, I think he did a great job, and we were happy to see it. And, you know, who knows when our paths will cross with Brumley!
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 When he agrees, when he does go shopping naked at Neiman Marcus, are y'all going to come down to see it?
Oh, we're going to do the show from Neiman Marcus parking lot.
Absolutely.
With Al Brumley!
All right, Brumley, take those clothes off. It's time to begin shopping.
We'll see you at Brumley. Thank you, Lisa.
Sure, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, goodbye. We'll take more calls here in a couple of seconds. Phone scan coming up. We also have a birthday wishes to Dick Van Patten.
Hi.
We have the Santa Hotline.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of our secret Santas will be on the hotline today. We'll play Yo-Ho Mama with you in the next hour.
All right.
And also Rudy Martsky from USA Today. Today is Monday, the 9th of December. Birthdays today. Kirk Douglas,
and I tell you, whose fries are these?
don't know what you call for that anymore.
No.
Thank you very much.
I give you some polite golf applause. Much.
Just remember who I was. Both of you, you know who I was.
Who were you?
I was Spartacus.
Buck Henry today, Morton Downey Jr., Dick Butkiss,
mm-hmm.
Michael Dorn, that's Worf, John Malkovich, and Donny Osmond. Oh, and Dick Van Patten. Did I mention that? Dick Van Patten, who is 68 today.
I thought he was younger. He looks so much younger.
You know, that must be a typo, Mike. I think he's 48.
I think he's got to be 48.
Well, now, we have his number at his estate in California, but we happen to know we've already pre-called.
I don't know why it makes me laugh automatically when you say Dick Van Patten and estate in the same sentence.
But he's in Chicago. He's doing a play called My Kind of Town.
It is My Kind of Town.
And we have tracked him down to the hotel he's staying at, so we'll try to call him. For anybody who's just listening to the show and you don't know our history with Dick Van Patten, I'll tell you that both Mike and I, for years, had Dick Van Patten in the highest regard.
We did indeed. We didn't know until we started discussing him on the show how much we both loved Dick Van Patten.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten here for Durashears. They had the scissors that cut a penny in half. Durashears.
Sure, he does commercials for magic cards and for windows and for Durashears, but
Durashears can cut a penny in half.
Damn it, he's a talented actor.
Yeah, we feel that he is probably one of the greatest underrated actors in the history of all acting.
Plus, he's the only celebrity that we'd ever met up until Al Molinaro, who we could call at any time, and we always knew Dick Van Patten would be there.
Yeah, if he wasn't there, his wife Pat would answer the phone.
Or another one of the clan, Vincent or Nels.
Such a big house, you know, everybody's coming and going out there. And we got a very nice, had a very nice conversation with the late Doug McClure.
One time we call this house and his wife says, he's out playing tennis with Doug McClure. Do you want me to bring the phone out there?
Yeah, it was very exciting.
So we said hello to Doug McClure and Dick Van Patten. And then around the time that the show was going syndicated, we were going national about 2 years ago. And we were going to go be at a big broadcasting convention. And what we wanted to do was get a big stand-up of Dick Van Patten.
You're one of those cardboard cutouts that you see in stores. You know, they're point of purchase things. Excuse me.
And Dick Van Patten would not agree to let us use his likeness.
We were crushed. We really thought that Dick Van Patten would be the perfect pitchman for the Don and Mike show.
So after he said no to that, we lost interest in Dick Van Patten, and we discovered the grass is always greener on the other side.
Right.
That anytime we needed a celebrity, we could call Al Molinaro.
Al Molinaro, who is the only celebrity we've ever had on the program who is always home.
He's never not. Get the computer thing going here. Let me demonstrate. Al Molinaro.
He's always home. He always answers his phone. Right. And this, of course, Al Molinaro now with the dinners, the TV dinners that he hawks on television.
He was hot for a while when he was in the Weezer video.
Yeah, that's right.
The video that looked like Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that video, Buddy Holly? Just like Buddy Holly. Ooh, and you marry Tyler Moore.
And, of course, Murray the Cop in the long-running
Odd Couple.
Odd Couple TV show.
It was Al on Happy Days.
You have reached 243.
I am amazed.
Wow.
If you want to leave a message, start at the beep.
Man, I'm amazed he's out. He must be a grocery run.
I hope he's all right. Al?
Al, it's... Al.
Yes.
It's Don and Mike, Al.
For God's sake, how are you?
We are great, Al. How the
I
heck?
Say, how are yous?
How are you, Al?
How are yous both?
How's your book coming, Al?
I'm fine. By God, it's coming along good.
You know, it's almost the holiday season, and we were just thinking, what is our favorite celebrity, Al Molinaro, doing? How are you celebrating the holidays, Al?
Sweet you are. How sweet. Well, same thing with my family. I got a nice family. I got a nice son and a daughter with Grant, and I even have two grandchildren.
Two grandchildren for Al Molinaro.
Grandchildren.
And listen, very Hollywood. Screening,
isn't that nice?
Screening your calls, very Hollywood. I like that.
Yeah, and I guess you identified
I got
us.
A stupid record machine that if I'm not here, and I was doing some stuff, and I had to turn off this machine before I answered the phone.
And are we going to see any more of the Encore frozen dinner commercials?
Oh yeah, sure.
Oh, good.
We're still on that thing, yeah.
Beautiful.
I just haven't been, you know, it's weird. I just haven't been interested in doing shows and junk like that. I don't know. I guess
since they stopped asking.
Never really, you know, the acting business, I guess, never really was my bag.
Huh. Oh, really? Well, I would disagree.
Yeah. You're such a natural. You're such a natural. I'm surprised to hear that.
That's your bag, man.
You're kidding me.
No. Are you kidding? You were made to. You're the guy from Happy Days. You were made to be on television.
Oh, dear me. Oh, great, dear me.
Great character actor. Yeah, one of the great character actors of all time. And, you know, what are you doing now besides writing the book?
Well, I'm not doing anything.
See, he's always there.
I ain't doing nothing.
He ain't doing nothing. Well, I'll go back and continue to do nothing. We just wanted to tell you
how are you guys? You guys all right?
Yeah, we're great.
That's
we're doing wonderfully, and we're always better when you take our call. It's so nice. It's so rare that we catch
you. You guys have a real, real nice holiday thing, you know.
All right, we will, Alan. Same to you.
To you guys, and please stay in touch with me.
Much love.
It's a joy to get a call from you.
We will, Al.
All right,
okay?
Much love. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. That's great.
Well, you heard it here. He's not interested in doing acting anymore since they stopped.
Oh, it's not his bag. New bag's a colostomy bag. Oh, God. That's his bag. Paper or plastic, Al?
He's Al Molinaro. He's always home.
See?
He's terrific.
I swear to God, he's there.
He replaced Dick Van Patten on our, you know, accessible celebrity list.
And now you can see why.
Now we'll try Dick Van Patten at his hotel in Chicago to wish him a happy birthday.
Happy 48th birthday. He'll love that. Yeah. He'll love that if we get through and we wish him a happy 48th.
Always a chance that Dick Van Patten will go,
Chicago, tell me.
Go ballistic. Yes, hello, room 2416, please.
My pleasure, connect you.
Thank you, it's my pleasure to call.
This is exciting. He'll be so happy to hear from us. I hope.
This could be awkward.
Not as accessible as Al.
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not.
Certainly not.
As Lauren Bacall said to us one time.
Yeah, that was the quickest hang-up we ever got.
We said, can we talk to you on our show? Certainly not.
Click.
He's not there.
Bummer.
They hang up?
Is that it?
That's odd.
The Renaissance guest you have called is unavailable. You may leave a private recorded message at the tone, or press 0 and a Renaissance operator will assist you.
I think we should
you
leave a message.
Your message now.
Hey, Dick.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dick.
Hello.
It's Don and Mike calling. Dick.
Remember, you wouldn't let us be your. You wouldn't let us use you as our celebrity stand up with the hello, the cardboard. Hello, Dick.
What are they doing,
Dick?
Is it still recording? We wanted to wish Dick Van Patten a happy birthday.
You're no Al Molinaro. I'll tell you that I know Al Molinaro.
Oh, now we're going back.
Disconnected.
To the operator.
Are we going back to the front desk, or were we disconnected?
If you'd like to make a call,
no,
please
man.
Call again.
Wow. Disconnected. All right, let me try his number at home.
All right. Hello. Maybe Pat's there. I don't know if she's on the road with him in his Chicago program.
Maybe Nels or Vincent.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to talk? I know you'd like personally to talk to Nels.
I love Tito. Tito and Jermaine.
I like Tootie.
Donnie and Jimmy and Merrill. All my favorite Van Pattens.
I like Axel Van Patten.
Zeppo.
Hi, you've reached the residence of Pat and Dick. Dick is gone until the month of June. He can be reached in my kind of town, area code 312.
Till the month of June?
Wow. I guess it's a long-running show.
He can be reached at 312. Room 2416. Otherwise, leave a message. Pat is here, but who cares?
I care. Are you there, Pat?
Pat, this is Don and Mike, and we're calling to, extend birthday greetings to your husband.
Well, say happy 39th birthday to Dick Van Patten.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Pat, hello. This is Don and Mike.
How are you, Don and Mike?
Hi. We called to tell Dick a happy 39th birthday.
That's so nice. He's in Chicago.
Yes, we know that, and a round of applause for Pat Van Patten right now.
Yeah.
Bravo.
She screens her calls also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the Hollywood thing to do.
Huh?
Walking in the spider webs. Well, listen, we just called to tell Dick happy birthday.
He's in Showboat.
Yes, that's what we hear.
That's terrific. And he's 39 today, correct?
Yes.
How is Nels, my favorite Van Patten?
Oh, he's good. He's well, thanks.
And Vince?
And Vince is good. Great.
All right. As long as the Van Pattens are happy, we're happy.
And will we see you in any commercials anytime soon?
Let's see. Jimmy and I are in one for a thermal guard windows.
Excellent. Hey. Bravo.
Well, happy holidays, Pat.
Same to you. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pat Van Patten.
Pat Van Patten. If you can't talk to Dick.
Talk to Pat.
He used to have a message machine. Goes,
if you want Dick.
Or you want Pat.
Leave a message.
That is that.
They're doing a big window commercial.
Thermal guard.
That's great.
We'll be right back. That's right. You just heard Al Molinaro and Mrs. Van Patten all in the same break.
Oh, what a program.
Slow down, everybody.
Radio gods.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Let me guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just let... Get... No, but... You don't... Would you just... Let me... Give me... You're not... Give me a... Oh.
Goodbye.
Just a taste, my good man. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Paul Turner, and thank you for listening. I got some celebrity news here, some show business news.
Show business.
Over the weekend, for the movies that you were going to see, the number one movie was 101 Dalmatians. Disney gave my Dalmatians diarrhea.
That's right, my little pups had diarrhea all over the Disney set.
Wouldn't this be a timely time to call that guy back?
Yes, and he was very nice. He was involved in some sort of litigation with Disney, right. And then at one point he didn't want to talk about it.
Was some guy who lived in, where are you living in?
Scotland.
Scotland. Oh, here he is.
Don and Mike out of the gay.
There you go.
We read a story in the newspaper that when Disney was making 101 Dalmatians, they scoured the world for dogs, sure. These Dalmatians, to be in the movie.
Quality Dalmatians. They wanted to get the finest ones.
Disney used his Dalmatians, and then his Dalmatians came down with diarrhea.
Diarrhea. And early on, they said it's because they weren't taken care of properly by the Disney people.
So we called them, you know, any opportunity to shed a bad light on Disney.
Of course.
And we made fast friends with him and called him up, like, on a Wednesday. We called him back on Thursday, right. And the Disney lawyers had already gotten to him and told him not to say anything to anybody.
No, I better not talk about that. There's some things on the table right now. But my poops did have diarrhea.
Rob, do we have that number? Did you ask him, Charlie?
No, I didn't.
In Scotland, the number of the guy with the poops that had diarrhea.
That is the number one movie, 101 Dalmatians. Then you have number two is Sylvester Stallone.
Duh.
Daylight.
We're in the tunnel. The car blew up. We're going to die.
Yes, Charlie.
Rob is thundering back for that number now.
Thundering.
Well, that means running his big Herman Munster boots. Number three was Star Trek, followed by, why are people still buying tickets to Jingle All the Way?
Oh, it's up there.
And Ransom. Yeah, that is still in the top five.
It means it's like a big success, right?
There was it's made over $40 million now.
Oh, it's like a kick in the solar plexus.
So here's the premise. Arnold is the father who wants the Turbo Man doll. And like all the boys and girls want the doll.
It's an oversimplified plot for the picture. The picture's going to make a lot of money for Arnold.
I was watching Giselle Fernandez interview him on that Access Hollywood show over the weekend. Hello, Giselle.
Giselle.
And I'd like to know what Arnold really thinks about things. Because, you know, what he puts out now is totally image.
Right.
You know, he's had guys with him doing run-throughs on interviews.
Sure.
You don't get the real Arnold, like that tape where he's talking about Punta.
Yeah.
Because they ask him about his wife. How do you feel having a wife who works?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think that's cool, yeah, that, you know, Maria's a newsmaker in her own right, and I like that, I like having the independent wife.
You know that the real conversation went something like, I don't want you working, I don't want you to have anything to do with that. Maria, stay at home, now you're Mrs. Schwarzenegger, you will have nothing to do with any of your job. You insist? Oh, it'll be that way.
But then, yeah, he gets a call from his manager, probably. I'll be the manager, you be Arnold.
All right.
Hello, Arnold.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ken Stevens, your manager.
Yeah, hello, Ken.
Hey, listen, here's what I want you to do.
What's up?
I want you, you're so big and dumb in these movies, the only way we're going to change your image is somehow we have to find a woman who has a great image to marry you.
Who, you have a list for me? I can't put that together. The only women I've been dating are the exotic dancers and the strippers from Brazil.
Well, I have a list. My short list is Phyllis George.
Phyllis George.
And Maria Shriver.
Who's Maria Shriver?
Well, she's the daughter of Sergeant Shriver. She's, she's connected to the Kennedy clan.
Ah, the Kennedy clan. That would be great. If I married her, a lot more people would go to see me in the picture.
Yes, but now, Arnold, I'm going to have to do a total makeover on you.
Well, I'm not going to change my politics. I'm a big conservative, you know, and I'm voting for all the Republicans. So don't make me change that. Duh.
Listen, here's what I need you to do.
What's that? Ken?
I need you to marry her.
Yeah.
I need you to make a couple of babies with her.
Yeah.
That'll give you the great image of now, you don't have to see the kids. You can hire nannies.
Okay. I like making the babies. I like having sex. And I love my favorite body part, the ass.
Tell them that I want to thank them
all
for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice punta.
Now, did you see the picture I faxed over of Maria Shriver?
Yeah, she looks like she's got all the right qualifications for me. And you know my favorite body part, the ass.
You know something? After watching the mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part. The ass.
Ah, my favorite body part.
I think you'll be able to use her like a toilet. And Arnold,
does she speak German?
She can learn, Arnold.
Ah, it's good.
Listen, you get not only you get the good democratic stuff with
her. Does she like me smoking my big cigars?
Listen, you big dummy, you can do anything you want. Follow my advice.
Yeah, well, don't get shine, Ken.
Marry the girl from the Kennedy clan.
Will it help my career?
Knock her up. Listen, I'm going to get her a job with NBC News. We all know that she's a bubblehead.
Yeah.
And she's never really done anything in her life, but I'm going to get her on a news magazine to give her some credibility.
That's good, and that'll help me. Won't that, let me see, Ken, won't that help me sell lots of pictures?
Yes, it will. But Arnold, we gotta make sure you marry her. You knock her up.
Yeah,
you have a couple of kids.
Dankeschön.
You say all the stuff I tell you.
Yeah.
And if anybody asks you what your favorite body part is, what do you say?
The ass.
No. Oh. The brain.
Oh no, but it's the ass. That's all I really like is looking at the ass. You know that. I gotta say the brain.
Say the brain.
All right. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then I like to look at the body part on a woman. The best part. I'll ease the brain. Okay, Ken, you know what's best. You've managed my career so well, you know. But you know how badly I want to do comedy, Ken, because I'm a comic actor.
Listen, I know. Once I get you in a proper movie, I have an idea for a movie with... Now listen to this.
Yeah.
You're going to be Danny DeVito's twin.
Danny DeVito's short and bald. That's stupid. Ken, that's a stupid idea. That picture won't sell anything. People won't believe that I'm a twin. I have a twin brother, Julius.
Trust me. Marry the bitch. Knock her up.
Yeah.
Do the movie with Danny DeVito. And what's your favorite body part?
My favorite body part is the ass.
No, it's the brain.
Oh, Arnold.
It's the brain.
Arnold, you're so stupid. Of course I'm supposed to say the brain now. The brain, not the ass.
And listen.
The brain, not
once,
the ass.
Once I get you, once I get you this movie.
Yeah.
And once I get you married to the Kennedy woman.
The Kennedy clan. That sounds exciting to me.
And once you knock her up a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to get you movies. Now, just imagine this. I know this is a ways down the road.
Yeah.
But imagine if I was able to put you in a movie with Sinbad.
Oh, Sinbad. I love his work. His work is so good. I think that I could be a great star if I could work with Sinbad. That would be fantastic.
I can move you right into the Chevy Chase role. You know all the vehicles that Chevy Chase has been using, the Christmas movies?
Yeah,
Arnold?
Yeah, the vacation. That's funny. I like that picture. And the first vacation one he did with the Beverly D'Angelo. She's got a great ass.
She has a great brain, Arnold.
Oh.
Listen, you stick with me. You say what I say and trust me, within 5 years, people are going to think you are a refined genius.
Dankeschön. I got to tell you, Ken Stevens, I'm so glad you're managing my career. If you weren't managing my career, I would be so frustrated just sitting back and being dumb old Arnold and doing those things for the Playboy Channel, you know, going to Brazil and flexing my muscles.
Oh, listen, I'm also going to get you involved in a president's kids and fitness plan.
Oh, Dankeschön.
Now, as always, you don't really have to do anything. It's simply a couple of meet and greet photo opportunities. You stand next to the president. You tell
Will there
him
be any swimsuit models there?
Arnold, they're children.
I don't like children. You know, I don't like kids.
Listen, that's another thing.
Oh.
Pretend you like kids.
Nine!
Yeah.
Nine! I can't pretend I like kids.
Speak English. Don't speak German. People will think you're a Nazi.
Oh.
And listen, whatever you do, let's keep it quiet that your father is a Nazi.
Yeah. Why not? I want the world to know Dad's a Nazi. Dad's very proud of the party.
That's bad in the United States. That plays well when we market your movies in Germany.
Why do I have to do the things with the kids? Why?
Do you want to be number one?
Yeah, I want to be the big picture star. I want to be as big as all the greats in Hollywood.
Didn't you come to me and say that you want to be the next Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, I want to be the next Burt Reynolds. I really do. I want people to know the name Schwarzenegger is the big movie star. And I don't want to make pictures with crazy shootouts. I don't want to always make pictures with crazy shootouts.
Then first, you marry the girl I've selected for you.
Yeah.
Then, you knock her up.
And the favorite body part is the brain.
Then you do the movie with Danny DeVito. Then listen to this.
Yeah.
People will love you so much.
Uh-huh.
that we will be able to buy a Denny's restaurant.
A Denny's restaurant?
Slap a sign on it.
Yeah.
And sell a hamburger for $25 because it's an Arnold Schwarzenegger hamburger. Now.
Oh, that's a great idea. What's the name of my restaurant? What's it going to be?
You're going to have to find a couple of Hollywood boneheads.
Yeah.
To go in on this with you. You're going to have to scour the planet.
I'll call my friends Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis. They're nice guys, Ken. Ken Stevens, you're a genius for my career.
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
I'm a cybernetic organism. Living tissue of a metal endoskeleton.
You stick with me, you're going all the way to the top, baby.
Oh, that's great. Ken, I can't thank you enough. Right. This is going to be the best thing for my career. I think this will sell me in the pictures. And I don't... Maybe I could act and write and direct someday if I could learn to speak and write English.
And remember, ixnay on the otsine.
Ah, Yavol, I won't talk about that.
Hey, don't say Yavol anymore.
Dankeschön.
Don't say Dankeschön anymore.
Nein! Wie geht's? Schnell!
Yeah. And take off those lederhosen.
I like the lederhosen.
No, you got it. I want you to wear like an Armani suit.
Oh, I hate suits. You know what I like to wear? I like to wear my bathing suit that I wear on my Mr. Universe competition.
You can't wear that. Arnold, it's got to be in. Listen.
No more baby oil?
Do you believe me or not? Do you?
Oh, Ken.
Who's your manager?
You're Ken Stevens, my manager. Great manager. Has directed my career in a very good way.
If you could peer into the future, if you follow my simple advice, I will make you the number one box office draw in the world by the year 1996.
Number one in the world?
Number one in the world.
Whole world?
Bigger than Van Damme?
Yeah, those!
Bigger than Norris?
Dankeschön!
Bigger than Seagal? Bigger than Stallone?
Das ist, oh, ich bin ein movie star! Arnold! Arnold, the big picture star. I love making pictures. I'll marry Maria. I'll have two babies. I'll get the restaurant that's Denny's and turn it into my own with Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone, and then I'll be very rich and famous. Thank you, Ken Stevens. You're the greatest manager in the whole world.
And you're not the greatest actor I've ever met, but I can certainly make the American people think you are.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön. Does this mean I can't see my father anymore?
Your father the Nazi?
Oh, no. I'm so angry.
What's your favorite body part?
I almost slipped. The brain. The brain.
We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To listen to you talk, you're interested in all aspects of this film. The marketing, who it appeals to, the research. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about how many 70mm prints to make. And I read that you had approval of script, director, co-stars, marketing aspects. I wonder, where do you draw the line at how involved you get? Why not write and direct as well?
Because I can't.
It's like a United Nations meeting for morons. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now we got the number of the Scottish guy. Good. Who had the Disney dogs with the diarrhea.
And it's timely that we call him now.
Let me just call my wife real quickly because I think she saw the movie. I think she and Bart went to see 101 Dalmatians. Hello. What am I doing here? Hello.
Maybe. I'm so behind, I just saw Toy Story for the first time.
Yeah. Good movie, huh?
Really good movie. I hate to say anything Disney is good, but...
Well, it wasn't really Disney's idea. It was some other guy's idea that Disney just had the money to.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed.
I just saw a little piece of it yesterday, and it was terrific. I mean, really, really funny. And I love animated things that are for parents, too. I think that's great.
What's wrong here?
Crazy shootouts.
Well, so I've got a crazy shootout with the phone system. Trying to call my own house here.
That sounds normal now.
Hello? Oh. There you go.
Hello?
There she is.
Well, you don't usually call me on this line.
Well, I tried the other one, and I got the wee-doo thing. I think it was a problem with our phones here.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey, listen, have you seen 101 Dalmatians?
Yes, my baby.
You took Bart to see that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was the movie any good?
Well, the cartoon was my all-time favorite Disney movie, and so it wasn't as good as that. No.
How were the dogs?
The dogs were doggy, but in the cartoon they talked. In this one they didn't talk. They just kind of would look cute, and they had to give enough time to the owners of the dog because it was Jeff Daniels and And, that other pretty British Redgrave girl. What's her name?
Did any of the dogs look like they might have been suffering from diarrhea? I'm just thinking about calling. Did you ever hear when we had that Scottish guy on the show whose dogs were used in the filming of that movie?
Yeah, I might have missed that one.
He said that Disney fed them the kind of stuff that gave them diarrhea.
Well, diarrhea!
You didn't see him poop. You did see him pee. One was called Wizard, but there was no poop.
Aw, Wizard.
No. Was Snoop Doggy Dog in that movie?
No, I didn't recognize him.
All right. Well, I will call the guy now, and I will tell him that his dogs did a good job.
All right, good.
Okay?
All right, sweetie.
Listen, have any of the other basketball coaches called to complain about what I said today?
No, but...
Good.
But one mentioned that he heard what you said, and but that was all right. Wasn't a complaint, though.
Well, really? You shouldn't complain to the commissioner. There's no place in...
Yeah.
Now, you're not the commissioner, though, really?
No, I'm the director.
She's simply the director.
The director. Is there any way you could change the name to commissioner?
It's the worst job ever. If there was ever a job to drive you to drugs, this is it.
My wife was up until 1 o'clock in the morning last night talking to these guys, trying to figure out the schedules for the team and what kid is going to play on what team where.
You're a saint for doing that, Frida.
No, I know it, but they talk about all the politics in it. You know, and these leagues, and I figure there's no politics because the aim in politics is to get reelected, and my aim is to get impeached. I don't want to be reelected, so I tell pretty much everyone, hey, look, this is the way it is. I'm sorry. That's it. Okay, talk to you later.
So the coach who called you, what did he say?
Oh, it's just a question about his team and why his team isn't as good as another team. I mean, all the teams, it's the same thing. It's all right.
Unbelievable. It really is.
Isn't that amazing? And keep in mind, haven't played a game yet.
Right.
Haven't played a game, haven't had a practice yet.
But it's fine. He's very nice. And there's nothing I can do.
What did he say? You do sound like you are definitely strung out on this.
I am so tired.
Try living with her.
I was, I was doing this in my sleep.
And guess what just arrived on Saturday night? Perfect timing. Perfect timing. And we had arranged a date on Saturday. My wife said to me during the day on Saturday, perhaps we could have a moment alone on Saturday night, I think, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a great mood all day Saturday. And then we get home from the basketball thing on Saturday, and she says, I need you to go out and buy me some tampons. And it's all, when did that happen? So it just happened. Just happened.
Yeah.
And now the world knows.
Well.
What doesn't the world know, Mike?
I think anybody who had talked to my wife during the last 48 hours would have figured that out anyway.
Nobody knows.
I ruined my plans for love.
Oh, God.
That's what that did.
Nice job with the Christmas tree, my boo-boo.
I did a great job putting the tree together.
Yeah, right. Unless you walked by it and winked at it because...
See, no. Listen, how could the tree have possibly been standing for 24 hours? So what you're saying is when I managed to get the tree up, to build it, it was just a fluke that it stood up until you decided to touch it and it fell over.
Bart touched it and it fell over.
I just have a mental picture of you putting that thing together. I really do. And it just, if it falls over, I picture you trying to get it out from the from your cave out to the main area.
I dragged out half and I dragged out the other half and I put it all together. And that stand... That is a bitch to put together. That thing that's got the green metal and the red metal, and it's got those three legs that go through at weird angles.
Yeah, when you put it together in a way it doesn't, has never been before, it must have been a bitch.
Listen, I understand how it works, that you put the tree stand in the middle, then you turn the little screws, and the screws dig into the base of the tree to hold it there.
There's a ring that goes around.
I used the ring.
Yes, but you put the ring in an entirely new position, in an entirely new place.
That is impossible. There's only one place you could put the ring because it's got the hole in the middle for the bottom of the tree to go through.
You put the little, the prongs on the outside of the ring, and the ring is what holds the prongs together. It goes around the prongs.
You know, anybody tuning in right now, hearing this conversation between you two, might think something entirely different is being discussed.
Oh, no. Well, not if they heard the earlier news. I think they know that we're not talking about that.
But see, you got offended, and I didn't mean to offend you, because you were a great guy to put it together, and you knew I was overtired and overstressed. And I just think it's adorable when I see something you've built. It's like my first grader has made something for me. It is so cute.
Oh, God.
Well, I think it's charming. I love you.
Listen, I love you, too.
You are not a man with tools. I mean, let's face it.
I didn't use any tools to put that thing together.
You used your little hands.
My little hands.
And it never
came. Now you're patronizing my hands. Hello?
Furball stepped on the phone.
Oh, that was our cat. Our cat stepped on the telephone.
All right, boo-boo. I'm painting the bathroom now, so I got work to do.
Oh, all right.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, all goodbye. Right.
Goodbye. I did a fine job putting that tree together.
I am sure you did.
How else could the tree have managed to be standing in the living room from 7 o'clock last night until I leave to come to work today? And as soon as I get to work, she calls and she says, nice job, handyman. What'd you say? Nice job, Tim Allen. Tree just fell apart.
Well, hey, you're not good with tools, but there's only one tool that really counts, right?
Amen, brother.
There you go. We all know that. All us guys know what that is. Only one that really counts.
All right, got the number now. Got the number actually the guy lives in Scotland. Roy Iwanek. Iwanek.
I want a Christmas tree.
He is the guy who had his Dalmatians dissed by Disney.
He's a breeder. Isn't he a breeder of little poops? And the Disney people fed them the wrong kind of food. And when he fed them the wrong kind of food, they got diarrhea. And it's worth it to call this guy just to have him say diarrhea. Really is.
That's six or eight extra R's in it.
Remember, that's a fast busy. Hold on.
Actually, it was you guys who advised him to get a lawyer, and then his lawyer told him to, you know, keep quiet. Yeah,
maybe there's been some resolution before the movie was released. Yeah.
I hope all those other basketball coaches don't hate me because I'm talking about them on the radio. No, but it's the truth. I'm just speaking the truth.
I think you're doing it. You're doing a fine job keeping it all together. Your three jobs, your basketball coaching.
Four jobs, Mike.
Four jobs.
Job on Don and Mike's show. Job on Redskins show. Job on ESPN News. Job coaching basketball team.
I wasn't going to count that as a job, but I will now. So that would be four jobs and putting the Christmas tree together.
Five jobs, world's greatest husband, world's greatest lover.
Father of the year.
Hello, this is Roy from Door to Door School of Motoring. Mm-hmm. I am sorry I'm not available at the moment.
School of Motoring.
But if you would like to leave a message.
That's him.
Please speak clearly after the tone. Thank you.
After the tune.
Hello?
Don and Mike, Ari Gay.
Hey, hi. Roy.
Roy, hello. This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, the most famous disc jockeys in America. We called you a while ago when your dogs were given diarrhea by Disney.
We want to find out how the pups are doing and whether you settled everything with Disney before the movie came out.
Because, you know, the movie's out, and the movie's a big hit, and everybody loves the movie.
And perhaps Roy could get a percentage of the profits.
And how are your dogs?
Do they still have diarrhea?
Don and Mike, Ari Gay.
All right, Scott, this is us, the disc jockeys from America. And think about this. If you're Catholic, you can't get married at Disney World anymore.
Yeah, isn't that a ripoff? Huh? But I guess if you're in Scotland, you don't have to worry about that.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's father was a Nazi. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Mike. Roy. You know where he is, Mike? He's out digging a shallow grave.
Dig a shallow grave.
All right. Well, he's not there. We got a message into him. Maybe we'll be able to tie that loose end together before the end of the year.
I certainly hope so.
Oh, a great googly moogly. It's been a couple of minutes since we mentioned 1-800-881-9176.
That's the number for the greatest videotape. It won't give you diarrhea. It's sex, pies, and videotape.
48 fun-filled minutes of thrilling competition and good homespun. Total nudity in color and incredible. Our tape is $29.95 and $4.50 shipping and handling.
Six jobs for you now. I forgot one. What? Master Pitchman. This doesn't count. This, what you're doing right now, is separate, really, from the radio show.
You must be 18 to buy the tape. UPS requires a street address, because that's the way we're shipping it, UPS. And please, Visa and MasterCard orders only.
That means I'm very happy now, because I now have a second job. I, too, am a Master Pitchman.
1-800-881-9176. We'll be back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford.
And Regis Philbin.
And we're wishing you happy holidays, aren't we, Regis?
Absolutely. Happy holidays, everybody.
To absolutely everybody, Regis, are you leaving some people out?
Well, a couple of people I'm going to leave out of my heart.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland.
How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out.
Duh!
I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases.
Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett wishing you the best in the holiday season and the coming new year.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful new year.
If you've got an ass, sit down and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
And suddenly the beautiful mood is destroyed.
Yeah. Anybody in the Christmas spirit is abruptly asked to sit down.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here on Westwood One Entertainment. And you're listening to the show in Charleroi, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
On the Mon Valley's Choice for Talk. W-E-S-A. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Hot Talk KHTL. And thank you for listening in Greenville, South Carolina, on the Peak, 98.1 FM. Got a bunch of celebrity news still to come. We're trying to get the Yo-Ho Mama on today's show. Remy Martsky, Rudy Martsky from USA Today. He's a workaholic.
Indeed he is.
In this hour. Buzz, have you heard? Yeah. We've received five faxes today.
Okay.
About the gerbil story from Salt Lake City. Know if it's true or not?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Well, it showed up on five different faxes today, so I'll share it here with you.
There's a gerbil story?
From the L.A. Times.
Does it involve Richard Gere?
No, but it involves that act.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if this is true or not. Here's one of the many faxes from Yuba, California.
When you tell gerbil stories, I think of Thanksgiving dinner. I am stuffed.
In retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake. But I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Pomsowski told Bemused doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital.
Oh, my.
Pomsowski and his partner, Kiki, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone bad.
Is that the...
that's it.
Is that the technical name?
I'm simply reading the story.
A news story.
A news story. Yeah, can I have the news sound?
Is it a news story? I mean, is it?
This is an old story. It's been...
Oh, this is an old story?
It's one of those things on the internet, I think.
Oh, it's not new? Yeah, it's not.
Could it be one of those pesky urban legends?
It could be.
Well, if it is, then five people are hip to it today, because we've had this faxed in five times. I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped our gerbil in, he explained. As usual, Kiki shouted out, Armageddon, my cue that he had enough. I tried to retrieve the animal, but he wouldn't come out again. So I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. A hospital spokesman described what happened next. Well, I've just been told now in my head, well, this is an old urban legend.
Ah, yes, yeah. No surprise there, but, well, still funny.
Let's continue with it. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas, and a flame shot out of the tube, igniting Mr. Tomasowski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. The man suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Kiki suffered first and second-degree burns to his lower intestinal tract.
Oh, all right, so God!
That's fake?
It doesn't sound real to me, and we've been seeing this for
a number of months. From emergency rooms and from doctors and nurses all over the country, though, we have received x-rays and various medical literature that indicates something like this certainly could be true.
I still carry with me the picture of the x-ray from the medical journal of the guy who had a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise.
Yeah, a mayonnaise jar.
Stuck in his butt.
That was some kind of x-ray.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Cindy from Hagerstown.
Yes.
Shrimpin'.
And I have an AOL chat group. We all talk on Saturday evenings, and one of the guys in the chat group is from Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
We heard this three or four months ago. He knows a nurse at the burn center who swears that it is true.
You know, though, that's the way urban legend, especially if you're talking about the internet.
If you're on a computer and somebody writes, they know somebody who this happened to, most likely you're being goofed.
Well, no. I know this guy. I've met him and talked to him. It's just that there are like 10 of us that get together on Saturday nights from all over the United States and talk.
Something came out of my butt.
All right. Well, listen, if you really know this guy, hold on and we'll get a phone number. Okay?
I'm in the car. I don't have his phone number. I can get it for you by tomorrow.
Okay.
Get back to us.
We'll be waiting.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, see, and then she laughed. That is exactly the way these urban legends are. You will always say, now, wait, it is the friend of the friend of my brother's who had a friend in high school who said, this is true.
But it's a good, funny story, though.
Oh, it is terrific. I think medically it could be possible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. I wanted to tell you that it is possible. I'm a respiratory therapist, and when I was a student, I got to spend some time in the ORs. My dad's a doctor, and when they're doing bowel surgery, they use a thing called a cautery, which is almost like a wood-burning gun.
Oh, yeah, to close off the vessels.
And it was a legitimate, and we never had any projectile hamsters, but it was a legitimate danger that you could ignite something and like, you know, burn a guy out.
All right, thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. All
bye-bye.
Right, goodbye. Goodbye. Now, fascinating. Now the phones come alive.
Yeah, of course they do. We've hit a subject.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, when I was younger, I had to go on one of these prison tours because I'd gotten some trouble with the law. And they wanted to shake me up so I didn't get any more trouble.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Besides, this one, they send you on a tour.
Scared Straight, remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Scared Straight, where they send the kids into prison and they talk to the inmates.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Toss my salad.
Then afterwards they have a nice salad.
That's it, we're straight. Yes, you're on the air.
Don.
Yes.
I was just wanted to comment on your Catholic Church thing. Now, I agree.
Hey, son, how old are you?
I am 18 years old.
Well, you don't sound old enough to be.
I remember.
Well, we've just been talking about very sundry items on this show.
Don, the day I turned 18, first thing I realized, well, after that I could legally buy pornography, that I can talk on the Don and Mike show.
You know something? You have a little bit of growing to do, though. I think we usually, you know, can I call an audible here, Don?
Yes.
He is 18, so legally he can call the show, but I'd like to give him an extra year.
That's
just,
all right.
Just an extra year
like
to grow
Mike
up.
Mike is redshirting you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going
to
redshirt
you. Much like you do with a college player to give him an extra year of eligibility.
Want you to wait one more year and work on those people skills and verbal skills before you call in again, okay?
Well, can you give me a chance?
Nope, sorry. See you in 97.
Thank you, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, good call, Mike.
Thank you.
Hello. And the consensus is that story has been on the internet for at least 2 years.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, silly me. I thought it was new. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing? Did you watch HBO Saturday night?
No.
You see Shock Video 4, another fine HBO production. They had these Swedish talk show. They had for a great bit, they had this contest where these guys... Who can hold the enema the longest?
God, we're certainly on a theme here.
All right, I'm going to change the subject, everybody, okay? All right.
Wow, that's one that actually makes you speechless.
Hello,
doesn't it?
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Jeff Wells is a homo.
Oh, somebody with a personal axe to grind.
I don't know anything about Jeff Wells. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, may I speak with Major General Michael O'Mara, please?
I don't even know who Jeff Wells is. Yes, the Major General's here.
Yes, how are you, Trooper?
I grew up on a farm, and if you're going to get a riding cow, you want a beef cow and not a milk cow.
Okay, let me jot that down. Beef cow instead of a milk cow?
Yeah, the beef cow go a lot faster than the milk cow.
Thank you very much. The Major General appreciates your suggestion, and he will put it in with his assistant.
Major General speaking about himself in third person now, too.
The Major General is very pleased with that last call. The Major General will be looking for a beef cow.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, I got something for you.
I bet.
Did you receive my fax?
What is your fax?
The fax that the lady that lost her dog?
No, I did not receive that fax.
Well, that's Rob A. I told him to give it to you. We need some help finding this lady's dog.
Oh, my God. We're doing lost dog announcements on the show?
You've got to see it. You'll understand when you see the picture.
Wait. Are you the guy that drew the picture of a guy having sex with a reindeer or something?
No.
Is it one of these things?
It is a picture of a lady standing there hanging up a lost dog picture in her... Big, heavy-set lady and got the dog crammed in her crack.
Don't let this guy go, Don. He's too funny.
Oh, God. There we go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Another call for you, Major.
No, Mike at the med center.
Oh, good.
Oh, all right.
Good. Thank God. I got really scared then. I forgot that I was a Major General.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man, hey, I'm calling from Tampa, and I saw the Buccaneers kick the Redskins' asses yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Hey, out of the past 3 years, how many times did we kick your asses? 4 times.
Well, you know, this is a nationally syndicated show, so you will not get the partisan badgering that you would normally expect.
And also, you'll find that even though I'm associated with the Redskins, I am the first one to abandon ship when they when they start to lose.
It was a you know, it really wasn't that fine a performance by Tampa. It was a kind of a mediocre game, and the Redskins just looked worse.
And whenever the Lightning play the Capitals, we're going to kick their asses too.
You're a very angry young man.
And whenever the Mutiny plays DC United,
the Mutiny. What is the Mutiny? What is that?
The Mutiny.
Soccer. What is that?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Soccer. I hardly knew her. I didn't do it, Judge. Hello, Don and Mike show. I love guys like that. We. Yeah. When the team wins, yeah, it's we. And when the team loses, it's they.
Who's the sportscaster in Baltimore that used to always say, Vince Bagley?
The late Vince Bagley.
The late Vince Bagley used to say, we. I'll tell you, we had a tough night last night.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, word up.
Last time I checked, you old fart, you weren't out there playing the games. It's them playing. Hello?
Word up.
Hi.
Hey, about the 1-800 number.
Yes, sir.
What's the latest you can call to order the video?
Sir, listen, why torture yourself like this? Can I tell you something? We only have a limited number available, and I bet if you wait, you're not going to get one.
Credit problems, sir?
No, I got to wait for the wife to get home and got to get, you know, the credit off of her, the credit card and everything.
She has all the credit cards?
Yeah, she handles everything.
And what, is she coming back tonight?
Yeah, when's she coming back, like June?
Yeah, but she gets off of work, like, after hours.
I think if, you know, 9, 10 o'clock tonight, I think we'll still have a few copies left.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
1-800-881-9176.
Would it be safe to say, Don, for all the people like this, that the tape will be available for purchase all the way through the holiday season?
Well, it's like Tickle Me Elmo, Mike.
Yes.
I can only guarantee a certain amount of copies. It's like a Nintendo 64, whatever you crazy parents are going nutty after buying.
So we might be able to do that, but you want to order it as soon as you can.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Tampa.
Yes, you're on the air, Tampa.
Hey, give the Bucks some credit, guys. Come on, no one ever gives us any respect on here. We've had them for, what?
Oh, those poor fans. You poor fans down there with your Tampas.
Come on, I know they suck, but at least when they win, we stick behind them. Even if they lose, we stick behind them,
What I was giving you was seriously my honest opinion of the game.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that, Major General.
It wasn't that they were really, that Tampa looked all that good.
What about those uniforms, though? Is that pirate some kind of a fag?
Pirate?
What about that pirate on the side of
Lucky
the helmets?
Lucky Bruce, the pirate?
Hey, hello, I'm a fag.
I'm a fag.
He waited until they won to call us.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. This is Darnell calling Sacramento.
If this is really Darnell, I got to hear that beep beep sound.
Okay, hold on, brother.
Let me come back.
That's Darnell.
I'm not your brother. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, where are the Buccaneers?
I'm not brother to anybody that puts me at home and does the beep beep. What's it? That's a Tampa Bay call?
No, we're here to say.
do they have a sing? Wait, start it again. Start the song.
I didn't know there was a Tampa Bay song. I'd love to hear it.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Start it from the beginning.
Now we have two versions, too.
Oh, good. Okay, the best version. Give that one to
us. Let's hear it.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike,
yes.
Word.
Hi.
Listen, I got one that'll top you guys in a room and make you speechless about the HBO Shocker video.
All right.
Shocker?
I hardly knew her.
Shock 4 video.
What?
The HBO video on Friday night.
Yes.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
This one tops the guy that called in about the people that called in.
Yeah, we heard about the other one. Okay.
You guys should have seen it because one guy on there actually picked up a rock with his penis.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Our listening audience.
The horniest group of individuals in America, aren't they?
Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
That's sick, man. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, is this Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, this is Teresa, and speaking on that subject, you had one of my products on the air on Friday.
Well, you mean the tongue?
The fun tongue.
You're the lady who invented the fun tongue.
Yes, I am.
Wow, give it up for Professor Backwards here.
Bravo.
That is a wonderful invention. That is the grossest thing I have ever seen in my life. I swear to God.
The grossest. That is the most incredible toy.
This woman made this thing that's like a fake tongue.
A fake mouth and a fake tongue.
And the mouth opens up and the tongue comes out and goes...
It works in all sorts of crazy poses.
It is an incredible toy. You wouldn't believe all the calls that we've been getting. And we have quite a few of your listeners calling.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, well, our listeners probably would enjoy the fun tongue.
Yes, they absolutely do.
You know, as much as you're getting free advertising for the fun tongue now.
Oh,
Well, that's wonderful. You know, we also have a product that we've been meaning to call that we would like to possibly get over to Dennis sometime.
What was that, the Fun Arm?
Well, it is a product that we are currently putting together for gentlemen, and we think that might be something that he would enjoy.
For Dennis Murphy, what is it?
It is a product very similar to the tongue, but it is missing the actual tongue part.
It's just a fake mouth.
Oh, God.
That's lady. That's why God invented vacuums, honey.
My God, this is a naughty little phone scam.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you the story about the time I made love to the late Vince Bagley.
Hello. Hello, Don.
Oh, my God.
Don and Mike Show.
Are they still taking calls?
Yes, we are.
How old are you?
35.
You're the last call.
Okay.
You're not 35.
I am.
I think it's a lady.
It is.
Aren't you a dame?
I am.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike.
Oh, this is Rachel. I sent you the coffee.
All right. Thanks, Rachel. You remember that, Mike. That was the coffee that looked like penises with enemas.
Oh, God.
On Swedish television.
What a phone scam.
With gerbils.
Oh, man.
We'll be back. Let's get organized, and we'll come back with Rudy Martsky after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Don Geronimo gets the handoff. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Geronimo.
Good health, Mike, and I wish anything you wish yourself.
Same to you, Larry. God bless you.
Mike Ditka, good guy.
If ignorance is bliss, this is the happiest place on earth. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you know what's happening this week on the show, don't you? Thursday. Ready to pick some corn from between your teeth.
Corn is going to be here.
Laura Corn.
Oh, wow.
Noted sexpert. That's Thursday.
Yeah, she's a handful.
Thursday's going to be another one of our Dirty Birdie shows when Laura Corn comes back. But now,
remember, he's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
Yeah, we'll be having some Christmas corn on Thursday.
Nothing like corn at Christmas time.
And now here is America's number one TV sports journalist. Straight from the pages of USA Today, where he doesn't have a column today, here is Rudy Martsky. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Rudy's still in Atlanta.
Everybody.
Still in grueling Atlanta.
Well, I mean, I'm working here. I'm bringing an office. I'm working away. I'm on a spouse program, though. Mouse is down here for a convention.
Oh, you're still down there for Mouse's convention. Well, you know, I guess you could do your job from anywhere, because you can watch television sports from anywhere, right?
Oh, sure, and I watched yesterday. I caught that Jim Gray piece. I talked to him this afternoon, by the way. Went on Al Davis.
Yeah, that was a pretty wacky interview, huh?
Yeah. Well, Al Davis would give you a wacky interview most of the time. I mean, Al's always been known as a kind of a mystery man, obviously, in the NFL.
But kind of a tough year for Al Davis.
Well, yeah. I'd say it's been a tough, 10 years for Al Davis ever since the Raiders were the last team to beat an NFC team in the Super Bowl, which, of course, was the Redskins back
Here's the thing about Al Davis. I saw that interview you're talking about, halftime on NBC with Jim Gray.
Yeah.
And Al Davis has the look of a guy who might be going a little senile,
mm-hmm.
but they're being polite to him, and they're not playing the interview as it was done. They edit in and edit out. And did you see the long run-on sentence at the end where they said something like Jim Gray says to him, and your mom, what about your mom? And he goes, you've done your homework, haven't you?
Yeah.
My mom. And then he goes into a three-minute story about
his mom?
About his mother and about just win, baby. And my mother says win. Just, you know, look at those big, decaying, rotting teeth. And he's got, like, the bad jewelry on. He's got the pinky ring on.
Yeah.
Just win, baby.
Kind of looks like time has passed him by, huh?
Yes.
Well, see, it's the last thing Al Davis will ever admit. But, yes, I think so. I personally don't think that was kosher for Al Davis to bring all this stuff about Marcus Allen and suggesting things about O.J. Simpson and possibly O.J.'s, wife, Nicole.
You got to fill me in. I didn't see him talk about
what's
O.J.
What's the controversy, Rudy? Bring everybody up to speed that might not have seen the interview.
The controversy is that, as everybody knows, Al Davis and Marcus Allen have had a feud for a bunch of years. Mm-hmm. And Marcus Allen has, of course, taken shots at Al Davis. And, of course, that's what's key is that that's a game tonight, Kansas City against Oakland on ABC. We're waiting to see what Al Michaels or ABC will do at halftime with this, if anything. Al Michaels was trying to...
Well, wait. Yeah. What did Al Davis say about Marcus Allen and about O.J. and O.J.'s wife?
Well, he suggested that there was there's been a cover up that ABC's been involved in on all this. He speculates about information that let's say ABC and he and everybody else would know about Marcus Allen, and one of his quotes was that Marcus is not the angel he makes himself out to be. I asked Jim Gray about that today. I mean, okay, what was he talking about?
So was Al Davis implying that Marcus Allen was involved in all of that?
Al Davis, for the best I can make of this, was implying that Marcus Allen was somehow involved with Nicole Brown Simpson.
Romantically involved with Nicole.
That's something that had come out, though, during the trial, that there were pictures of Marcus Allen dating Nicole Simpson. Right?
Yeah, I mean, see, to me that wasn't old news so much, but Al, I mean, it wasn't new news. I mean, it was old news. In fact, I know that one of your favorite guys, Freddie Edelstein, had told me a while back, way during the first O.J. trial, that Marcus Allen was trying to avoid being subpoenaed and having to testify at the first trial because Marcus Allen, when he retires from football, wants to go into television.
All right, now, wait, hold on just a second, Rudy, because we're on a time constraint here. Let me see if I can cut through and understand what you're saying.
Good luck.
Al Davis made implications about ABC?
Yeah, that ABC, when they did an interview about, remember Al Michaels did an interview about 3-4 years ago with Marcus Allen, who just ripped up Al Davis at the time. And I think Marcus had already been with Kansas City by this time. And Al's, according to Jim Gray now, he thinks Al's suggesting that all the dirt that there was about that Al says that there is about Marcus Allen, ABC was aware of and could have done something about it and never did.
Wait, all right, hold on. What could ABC have done? It seems to me that it's a fact that came out during the civil trial, or was it what's the first trial, Buzz?
Criminal trial.
During the criminal trial, yeah. It was a known fact that Marcus Allen was somehow involved with Nicole.
And it's no big deal. I mean, what is the big cover-up? I don't...
Well, Jim Gray says that he thinks that Al is aware that maybe Marcus also had some drug involvement.
With Nicole?
But Al's not saying this for the record. We don't know this for sure.
Well, wait, what did Al Davis say yesterday that Al Michaels could comment on tonight during Monday Night Football?
No, it's not Al Michaels commenting on so much tonight.
Al
Michaels trying to get Marcus Allen to respond. See?
Well, how is Al Michaels going to get...
He's going to respond.
Marcus Allen's playing the game, though. How is Al Michaels going to get him to respond?
He was trying to reach him in the daytime today.
Okay, so they're trying to get a comment about Al Davis insinuating that there was more involvement of Marcus Allen in this O.J. situation than ABC has let on.
Well, yes, that ABC let on during that interview way back with Marcus. And that ABC's supposedly been aware of this. I mean, this is Al Davis trying to stir things up. Maybe take the onus off the fact that the Raiders once again haven't had a great season. And of course, we know that Marcus Allen's at least his Chiefs have had a decent season. Should be some kind of factor in the playoffs, and Marcus is headed for the Hall of Fame.
Well, listen, if I watch this game tonight, is there a chance that Al Michaels or ABC will have some comment on a report that was done on NBC yesterday, or will they?
Yes, there is a chance. I don't know what there will be because as of an hour ago, nobody was telling me if they definitely were, because they were trying to see what response, if any, they could get out of Marcus Allen. Now, if they can't get any out of him, it remains to be seen whether Al Michaels himself will have any kind of response. Because
well, see, here's what I don't dig on this, Rudy, is that if I'm ABC, I would just ignore it. First off, you don't want to come on and say NBC had a report with Al Davis yesterday that says we did something, we asked Marcus Allen about. If I'm ABC, I just act like it never happened. I just present the game tonight.
See, Al Davis was trying to say that he told us to Jim Gray that, hey, they never gave me a chance, ABC never gave me a chance to respond to Marcus Allen's scurrilous remarks about me a few years ago.
Did he say that on camera?
He what he said on camera was that that ABC is like a part of a cover up.
So he said yesterday on
ABC is continuously covered up for 4 years.
All right, so he said that yesterday on NBC.
On NBC,
covering up what?
Well, covering up whatever facts they might have known about Marcus Allen
and Nicole.
And possibly Nicole. I don't know.
I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened. And so far, I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, for quite some long time, all that you knew was what I told you.
I don't know. Maybe you're like Reagan. Maybe you got Alzheimer's. Maybe you're going to look at a tree and think it's a library now. I don't know. All right, Rudy. Well, I'm sure you had some message in there that you were trying to impart. Perhaps we're just too dense to understand it. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Some of these things, if it's not substantiated, you can't say some of the things on the air. I mean, you can't be making loose remarks on the air.
You were in dangerous territory there, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, you got a nugget for us, something we wouldn't have known if we weren't listening to you, the guru of all TV sports?
Yeah, how about this?
How about this?
Two things quickly. Dennis Green.
Time out. I just found what you're talking about in the column.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is in Michael Hystand's column.
Yeah, Hystand did the column today. Yes.
Right. Like I said, Michael Hystand.
Mm-hmm.
In NBC's pregame show Sunday, Raiders owner Al Davis suggested that Marcus Allen is not the angel he likes to make himself out to be. Davis hinted when Allen criticized him on Monday Night Football in 1992, it was a cover-up that ABC has continuously covered up for 4 years. Then, to make himself totally indecipherable, Al Davis added, "We thought a lot of this would come out at the OJ trial, and it still might." So basically, what you've just told us is pretty much verbatim what Al Davis says, which nobody can understand, which is like gobbledygook.
Yeah, it's just gobbledygook. That's really what it is, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if it's gobbledygook, but I mean...
Don't worry. Al Davis will still, you know, you'll be able to shake his hand.
Yeah.
Let me see. Huh? Then Michael Hystand writes, "Huh? Sunday, ABC said the network, ABC, carrying Oakland, Kansas City tonight, offered to include Al Davis in the 1992 feature, but he chose to have his response read on air. What does this mean? On Sunday, Al Davis said, do unto others as they want to be done unto."
Man, that's total gobbledygook. It doesn't make any sense even in print.
Who gets that? I don't get it.
I think it's Al Davis that's just spinning yarns.
I think so, too. I think that he claims he knows so much dirt on Marcus Allen, and why does an ABC say it?
See, I think if he knew the dirt, he'd find a way to get it out, and I think he's lying.
Well, listen, what's your nugget, Rudy?
Well, here's a couple quick nuggets. Dennis Green, Vikings coach.
Yes.
He could very well stay. Everybody said Lou Holtz to the Vikings. Dennis Green could stay there. They're on a roll. They'll probably pass the Redskins for the playoffs.
It's probably a sesame seed roll.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis Green. And what else?
Okay, also, the Fiesta Bowl, Brigham Young, which was, Mike cares about this, Brigham Young, which nobody wanted in that bowl alliance, their bowl had the highest rating.
All right, thanks, Rudy.
Saturday.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Rudy.
Well, we'll see you Friday.
Okay, guys.
All right, who's picking them with us on Friday?
We'll get some. I think Jerry Glanville.
Oh, all right.
And when are you coming back from Atlanta?
Wednesday.
All right.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys.
Are you using a plane or are you just flying it?
Find him with Al Davis. What do you want?
All right. Bye, Rudy. Bye, Rudy.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Listen, I don't know. Bless his heart. I think he had some real information he was trying to pass along there, but I...
You know, that would be the first one of 96, really, that I found completely indecipherable.
But reading that column...
That was the same thing. It was indecipherable in the column, too. And that indicates to me that Al Davis has got all these people reporting what he says when he says absolutely nothing.
Great googly-moogly.
Remember, he's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
Ah, who knows? I love the guy. I love that little leprechaun.
He's easy to love, isn't he?
We'll be back in a moment with Buzz at the toe-tapping touchstones after this.
Radio gods. Don and Mike.
Recaller. And now it's 6:57 on the East Coast and 3:57 out of the West. Time for a last look at the day's news with Buzz Burbank. You realize, although we don't talk about it a lot anymore, the latest death trifecta has been completed.
Yes, it has.
It's Tiny Tim, Pete Rozelle, and that guy from In the Heat of the
Harold
Night.
Rollins.
Howard Rollins. Right.
I wonder what they got in common.
Mm.
All right, here's Buzz.
That's all I could think of to say with that one. Because I don't know what they have in common. If I did, I would have said it.
Here is Buzz Nernank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Get around to securing those rights until this year. But ever since it did, it's been writing nasty letters to other companies that make cheesehead hats and threatening them with all kinds of ugly legal action. One of those companies is Schofield Souvenirs of Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, which got tired of all the threats and took Fomation to court. Well, the fighting should stop now because the judge has ruled that Filmation might not have a legitimate copyright, and that in any event, it should stop threatening all the other cheesehead companies. Now we can let the free market decide, and may the best cheesehead win. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Credits. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank. Studio technician Charles Broyhill. Produced by Rob Spiewak. Assisted by Jimmy Kessel. Copyright 1996 Infinity Broadcasting. And is a production of Washington Superstation, WJFK.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! Come on, Major, go home.
Major General.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Great holiday greetings, Don and Mike.
Well, great holiday greetings to you. Who is this?
This is John.
Where are you from? Where are you from, John?
Baltimore.
Your call 100. Hold the line.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night. That was a pleasantry.
Yep, sure was.
Great googly moogly. La la la. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen Latifah. I don't know why I said that. I have her name written. Oh, I know what. I wrote her name down on Friday when we were talking about the new soap opera.
Queen Latifah. And I'm very confused because I'm still trying to figure out the Death Trifecta connection. No luck. I don't. Pete Rozelle, Howard Rollins, and Tiny Tim. I can't find anything in common between two of them.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, I got a prize for you, but hold on. I'm about to run out of music.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Queen Latifah. Good night. Here you go. You've won the Eraser T-shirt and the pay-per-view Eraser. That's from Media General Cable and from Warner Brothers. Watch Eraser tonight on the pay-per-view. You've also won the Universal Sports Remote Control EA Sports Madden 97 CD-ROM game and John Madden's new book, All Madden. That's from Fox NFL Sunday. And the official beverage of the Don and Mike Show, a case of Coca-Cola Classic in the holiday Santa Pack. Always a holiday favorite. Always Coca-Cola. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hold on a second, please.
Thanks a lot.
1-800-881-9176. If you love athletic competition, blueberry pie, and good old-fashioned nudity.
Oh, boy.
We've got an Xmas treat for you. X-rated, Don and Mike sex pies and videotape in color and incredible.
The ultimate party tape, 1-800-881-9176.
Order yours now. We guarantee delivery within 4 to 6 weeks. If you order now, though, you might get yours in time for Christmas. You got to be 18. UPS requires a street address, Visa and MasterCard only. It's $29.95 and $4.50 shipping and handling. Tell them you want sex, pies, and videotape at 1-800-881-9176.
All right.
That's it. Gotta go. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
That's it. We are out of here. Are you ready, Mary?
Yes.
Here's the lovely Mary Richards ready to throw her pith helmet straight up in the air. Do it, girlfriend. You
might. Very nice.
Kind of sexy. Meow. Just a taste.
Just a taste.
Tommy Joe, me want Beyond You Show.
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peg and Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Still a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Bonnie boy. There go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah.
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yeah!
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty.
Yeah!
So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.